Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Larktacular. Thank you so much for the super chat. That's I Am Joy. Thank you so much. You're helping support the show, of course. So you get a round of applause. Thank you so much for all of your help. Thank you so much, Joy. Really do appreciate everybody's help out there. Everybody stopping by and hanging out. Gonna be starting up in a minute here. Got a few announcements to make. Got a few things to talk about. Starship, Starbase, possible future of Starbase in the near future. So we talk about that a little bit. A new milestone has been met for Starbase, which is really cool. And let's just jump in, man. Let's do this. Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show. I got to get situated here. Welcome, everybody. It is right now. I'm in Brownsville, Texas, about 20 miles away from Starbase. Welcome on this Friday. It is 91 degrees here with humidity that makes it feel like 104 degrees. So anybody that's out there right now at Starbase is a champ. Anybody that's filming out there right now is a champ. I had other stuff going on today. I wish I would have went down there to see the Booster 7 thing this morning. I had other stuff going on this morning. Let's get this out of the way in the beginning because I just sort of talked about it. So this morning I was working. I have a job now. I don't just rely on YouTube for money. So that's kind of nice. Depending on, you know, the month that, and like, I'm going to be straight up with you guys, depending on the month and depending on like how many people watch videos or whatever, like it's not reliable. YouTube can't be your only source of income unless you're making tons and tons of views, which I don't. So I had to go find myself a job. So anybody that supported the show through super chats, super stickers, GoFundMe, Patreon, memberships, things like that, you have helped me get to this point. But I felt like that it wasn't a sustainable model going forward. So I had to get a job. So I have a cool job. Everything's all good. So the schedule might change a little bit. That's kind of what happened today. Schedule's a little bit later than normal. Usually do it at about noon CST. So today, moved it back a little bit, had some stuff to do. Right? I'm still figuring out. I just started. So figuring out like time frames and schedules and stuff like that. And also, I have a very sad thing, and it's very emotional for me. So if I have to pause or like anything like that, just please let me just finish that stuff up. I got some news, last weekish, you know, really not really surprising news because I knew it was going to come eventually, but my dad isn't doing too great in New York. Right. So I want to spend some time with him, right? So this might be his last summer. So I'm going to spend my summer with my dad in New York, and I have to leave Brownsville just temporarily. Whew. Okay, so that's real tough. That's like, thank you for hanging out with me for that. It's really, really hard for me because I want to stay here and continue doing this, but family comes first, right? The dude that made me, the guy, my dad, you know, like it's possible. This is his last summer. It's possible. Right. So, I gotta go. So at the end of this month, I gotta take off. I gotta leave Brownsville, which is really, really sad for me because a lot of people, helped me out to get down here. And getting down here was one of like the coolest things I've ever freaking done in my life. Like just seeing Starbase for the first time and knowing that like, you know, knowing that I'm going to see this rocket and like going around Highway 4 and then seeing High Bay for the first time and going like, what the hell is this? Like, what is my life? Like, this is my life now. How cool is my life? Like, that's what I had to say for the last like 9 months of my life. Like, how cool is my life? The last month or so, I've had to deal with, you know, like re-kind of structuring the show and stuff because I knew that this is a possible outcome. And I couldn't go down to Starbase every day. And some people were asking me, like, dude, why aren't you down there every day? Why aren't you streaming for us every day at Starbase? And one of them was because of all this stuff. One of them was because, like, dude, I got to get a job. Like, this, like streaming from Starbase doesn't make you any money unless people donate huge amounts of money, right? So, like, if you're making 50 bucks in tips, right? So say if you make 50 bucks in super chats every day, I'm going to be straight up with you guys. Like 50 bucks in super chats every day equals to be about $39, you know? So $39 a day, if you make 50 bucks in super chats, like that's not going to pay anything. Like that's barely paying for your car payment for the year or for the month. So it's like car payment and insurance. And then you got rent on top of that too. And you got utilities and you got your phone bill, all that stuff. So I was like, I got to get a job. Like, I'm going to live this life as much as I can. I'm going to have some fun and enjoy myself. But like streaming a Starbase every day, like you would have to do it like Jessica Kirsch style and do like 9 to 10 hour days. And like, I physically can't do it. Like, she is a beast. She's a trooper in the best kind of way. Like, she does it, she's so dedicated to it. And I really do admire her gumption to be down there that long. And it's tough, dude. It is a tough gig. Like if you have to stand on your feet for 9 hours a day, that's one thing. But then you stand on your feet 9 hours a day and it's 90 degrees outside. Dude, you're getting wrecked. Like I went outside today, like every morning I go out and I do like a walk around the neighborhood or whatever. And this morning I got out and I was like, it just killed me. Like it was burning my skin. It was so hot. Like I just felt like I was like, ugh, like this just hurts to be out here, man. So Texas is no joke. So anybody that's out there that does all that stuff all the time, mad props, like 100%. You deserve all the props. So I don't want to take anything away from those people. I want to give them everything. Like they deserve way more credit than what they're getting. Like they deserve all the money. They deserve all of the accolades. They deserve everything because they're putting everything on the line to be out there every single day. And I appreciate all of you sending me the best wishes and everything. Like that's very, very, very sweet of you. So thank you everybody in chat who's super nice. Like you guys are awesome. So thank you. Joy said, weather's starting to warm up. Stay cool. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's super hot here. It's ridiculously hot. Bill Lemon says, are we going to launch today? No, unfortunately, no. And speaking of hot, I got to take this off because, like I said, it's 90-something odd degrees here. And I'm in an air-conditioned apartment, but it's still like, I got to get comfy. Day job is the way to go. Yeah, Greg, I agree. I tried, you know, the YouTube thing, 100%. I'm not quitting YouTube. Like that'd be silly. Like I've been doing it for 3.5 years. There's no way I'm quitting. I'm going to continue doing the show, but I have to do it from someplace else. And that's it. Like it's not that big of a deal. It sucks. It's emotional, but it's something like, dude, I did some cool stuff. Like, I'm super pumped. I'm super excited that I got to do this stuff. So going back there, hanging with my dad, he needs me. My family needs me. So I gotta go back. Man, what are you waiting on to go be with your dad, Bill? I'm doing it as fast as I can, for real. There's logistics, you know, to get everything ready to go. I'm about 45% packed. I figured that out today. Like, I was kind of doing the math in my head. I was like, how do I do this? You know, like, what's my Tetris situation in my car? You know, like, you have to always, whenever you move, you always have to Tetris everything into your car. And I was like, what do I need? What don't I need? So, getting all that stuff together, it's not that hard. Like, because I don't have much. You know, I came down here with not much, and then I moved it back with not much. I just getting to that point, like 45%, I could probably leave next week, which would probably be the best option at this point. Just take off and get out of here. And give myself a little bit of room, kind of like, because it's like a 5-day drive, like a 4 or 5-day drive. So getting back there, it's going to take a little while. Not as much content's going to happen on the channel, or I might make some cool content in between now and then and post it up a little bit later. But it won't be like day of, or I might just do stuff on the road, like do stuff with my phone, which might be kind of cool, which might be a nice distraction from the road. So that might be cool. Let's see here. I'm so sorry, Will Shasta. Thank you so much. Greg, thanks again. Thanks for all that, man. Hans, welcome. Yet her subscriber numbers are low. Greg, yeah. Jessica needs like 100,000 subscribers. And I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know why people aren't subscribing to her. It's a weird thing, too, for if you only do live stuff. She does a lot of live stuff. And it's a weird thing to, like, if you do a lot of live stuff, but you don't have like regular content, too. Like digestible content, it's like, I don't know if the algorithm doesn't like that or what the deal is, but I think YouTube is kind of weird about that. So I'm not sure, because they're not really fond of live stuff. And I love to do live stuff, but and she's working on that too. She does a lot of other stuff too. So I don't want to take that away from either, because she does do, content that's not live. So. Yeah. I hope they figure it out. Like, I want her to be super successful. I want her to make a bunch of money and like live in comfort and live in, you know, be very happy. So everybody else down here too, that's doing that stuff, like not just her, but everybody else is doing it. Like, it's a hobby, you know, a lot of YouTube stuff is a hobby for a lot of people. But if you're making enough to survive, it's a job. But then if you're not making enough to survive, it's a hobby, you know, and you have to kind of think about that stuff. Hi, it's Jacques. You're great. And please continue to look forward to your future contribution to this next evolution of space. All the best. Thank you so much, Jacques. I appreciate that, man. That does mean a lot, too. You think August or September for the launch? It's going to be a while. I think it's going to be a little bit. I think you're pretty close. Greg Smith says 45%, very specific. Yeah. My packing, I'm just kind of like, what do I have left to do? Right. I know I have one suitcase to do, right? Like one big suitcase to do. And I know I have like, I have a TV and I have to do something with that. So that's like a big part of it. It's either I give that away to my neighbor and just be like, see you later, you know, or I take it with me. Problem is, the thing's huge. And I can't really fit. I mean, I can fit it in my car. It's right over there. It's a big old TV. I got it on sale at Target right when I got down here. But it's like, it's a big boy. So, you know, where do you fit it? And also my computer desk and stuff like that. I'm just going to buy a new desk when I get up there in this chair. I might either give this chair away, or I don't want to buy a new one when I get up there, because that's like an extra $300 or whatever. And that's a lot of money. So, yeah, I don't know. Figure it out. Like, that's the Tetris problem that I was talking about. It's like, I'm probably 45% done packed, you know, and then if I get the rest of it, like kind of figure it out, then yeah. So I just want to put that out there at the beginning. So we got it out there. It's been kind of weighing on me for the last couple of days, and been thinking about it a lot. You know, like how do I do the whole, like, do I do like a big announcement video or whatever? But like the live stuff, you guys are always here for me. So I felt it was proper and necessary for me to tell you guys first, because you guys are always here for the live stuff and always interacting and helping out. Jock says, do what you need for your fam. Return when you can. We will all miss you. Cheers. Thanks, man. I think it'll be all good. You know, like, it's going to be a tough, tough go sometimes. You know, like, getting back there too is brutal. Like, driving down here is brutal. It's like a four or five day drive. It's a tough drive. And it's like, some of it's through beautiful, beautiful places, but, like 10 hours a day, you know, like, you can do 8 hours a day, but then you're, you know, you're another day in a hotel. So it's like, you get bored, you get worn out, but I'm a road warrior and I love it. So it's pretty physically brutal. Mike Maxey says, hi, Will. So you're making the move back home. Yes. Yes, I am. I'm figuring it all out. I was kind of like, I was on the fence, because I was like, look, man, my dad is, I talk to him all the time. I talked to him just yesterday, and he seems like he's cool. But then I talked to my brother and sister, you know, I talked to my sister a couple days ago. She's like, yeah, the dude's not doing too well, you know, like, he's doing okay, but he's 82. You know, when you're 82 and things start going downhill, they go downhill really fast. So I'm like, it's a great time for me to reassess things too. So go back there, hang out with my family, figure out what I want to do. Do I want to go down to Florida next? That might be kind of cool too, because if SpaceX starts launching Starships from Florida, and the cadence of the launches is incredible. Plus, there will be SLS launches. There will be Dragon launches. I'm excited about launches. You know, like, that's what I've always been excited about, is the launch. And seeing the development of things is pretty cool too. But the launches are going to be sweet. That's like, could you imagine seeing a Starship launch? It's going to be wild. It's going to be insane. It's going to be crazy. Dan says, I honestly think Booster 7 and Ship 24 might launch by June or July. Well, there's a little bit of update for you here. Check this out. This is the, as always, the permitting dashboard for the Starship Super Heavy vehicle program at SpaceX Boca Chica site in Cameron County, Texas. So there's, the FAA has to approve SpaceX to launch here in Boca Chica, and they have to go through other agencies, Department of Commerce, NOAA, Department of Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service. It's a bunch of people working together to get this done, but we are really close to the end of this thing. So there's a few other things we have to talk about too. There's a Piper bird that's kind of being pushed back a little bit. It's an endangered species, and SpaceX's activities at Starbase are kind of, the population's dwindling due to that. So the FAA has to take that into consideration as well, and we'll see what happens with that in the next, you know, few weeks after this cool thing happened. Section 106 review happened, and it is complete right here. Look at this guy. 106 review. The date was end date 5/5. Complete. It is complete. Holy cow, Spaceballer. Thank you so much for the super chat. Do you get any? Holy cow, we got to give you some Starships here. Hold on. Got to turn these on for you. There you go. Spaceballer, I thought it was a 5-day drive to get out of Texas. It pretty much is. Texas is huge. Thank you for that super chat. We're going to get into the 106 review in just a second. And I got a couple notes I got to look at here for this, because let's see here. I took down some notes earlier, so about what this does. And the 106 review is for the National Historic Preservation Act. So that's basically all the, so there was a lot of Civil War battles that happened down here, local historic sites that happened down here that are near Starbase, right? So as you're coming into Starbase, thank you again for the super chats. I can turn those off though. So as you're coming into Starbase, there's historical sites all down Highway 4. There's at least two or three on the way down Highway 4 that I can remember. I know there's like a bigger pull off on the right hand side about halfway down Highway 4, but I think there's another one down there too. I can't remember exactly where it is. And then there's one right next to Starbase, like literally as like right by the launch site, like 100 yards away from the launch site, like not too far, like as in I have filmed from there and I felt like all these Starbase trucks, you know, like the wind of the Starbase trucks passing by me. It's right on the side of Highway 4. So you can park on the side of the road at this historic site and literally walk 100 yards across the road and you're like diagonal and you're on Starbase property. You're on SpaceX property. The cool thing is there's a lot of people that visit there. A lot of people that are, you know, into heritage and, you know, into history and stuff like that. So that's pretty neat. I see all sorts of different people down there. And so this is kind of cool that this is actually, you know, like this is part of the history of Texas. And I don't like right or wrong. I don't know, like whatever, like whoever's in the side of the battle or whatever, the Civil War stuff. It's like, who cares? If you're into that stuff, you're into history. And that's it. Right. So you want to go down there and you want to check it out, but you want to make sure that it's safe, right? And apparently this is what the 106 FAA thing was for, right? The Section 106 review. It's the National Historic Preservation Act part of the assessment that was evaluating the proposed changes in terms of the impact on local historic sites. It was the last consultation that was pending, and it means that the EIS is almost finished. So there's a possibility this thing actually gets done by the end of this month. But they have to assess if there's any risk for damage to these landmarks, right? They have kind of like a historical, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's like a gravestone, but it's very similar to that kind of historic kind of monument. It's sort of gravestone-y. I don't know how to say it, but it's a stone little monument there on the side of the road. There's always like flags and stuff all over it. People put flowers on it, things like that. But if something were to happen to a booster or a ship during launch or landing, could this historic site be impacted? Could some shrapnel from, you know, a booster or a ship fly out onto this historic site and damage it somehow? And if it does, what does SpaceX do to fix that problem? Right. So that's what the 106 is about. That was done today. So that's all done. Michael Baylor chimed in too on Twitter here from Next Spaceflight. Section 106 review for Starship from Boca Chica is complete. The FAA appears to be on track to release the environmental assessment by the end of the month. So this doesn't mean that they made it through the environmental assessment yet. They're one step closer, and it doesn't mean that they're approved yet. So it's a possibility they completed the assessment. It doesn't mean that they have, they have a go for this. They could still have a no-go for this. So we'll see what happens in the next few weeks, because the 106 review, it was the last one. And then we have, you know, by the end of the month, we have, the end date, 5:30. So 5:06. So everything's done, right? Then the environmental assessment, that's the last one by 5:30. You know, final. Then we'll know by the end of this month if Starship will be able to launch from Starbase. And I really hope it does. And if it doesn't, well, it looks like SpaceX will probably move everything to Florida. You know, they'll still be building here. They'll still be doing R&D here. They'll still be doing everything to test Starships and stuff here. But the environmental assessment may possibly not allow them to launch from Boca Chica, Texas. And there was, there's an endangered bird as well. I got to show you this thing too. And it's kind of a thing, right, that I want to show you guys, because I think it's important that every sort of topic is covered here, because we all want it, like we all want SpaceX to launch this thing, right? We all want it to launch, but it's an environmental assessment. And I got to show you guys this. I'll read you guys off some of this. This is from Fortune. I saw this, found this article. The habitat of an endangered bird found only on North American coastlines could fall by half near SpaceX's Texas rocket site if it is expanded, putting the planned enlargement in question. So SpaceX's rocket site right now, Boca Chica, Starbase, if they want to make it bigger, it's possible that these birds could be taken out a little bit by half. Expansion, so it goes on to say, expansion of Elon Musk's SpaceX Starship launch site in Boca Chica, Texas, which is yet to get approval for the FAA authority, has come under scrutiny over its possible impact on the critical habitat of the piping plover bird, whose population in the area has fallen by half since SpaceX's arrival. An endangered species population has been cut in half because of SpaceX. So could that hinder SpaceX's ability to get through the FAA environmental assessment? There's a possibility, as well as the impact it could have on the nearby habitats of the red knot bird and two breeds of wildcat, ocelots, and I don't know how to say that word, jaguarundis? I've never seen that word before in my life, according to documents for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So it looks like there are some endangered species and some other species that are threatened by SpaceX being at Starbase. And there's documentation for it. So not only is SpaceX doing rocket stuff, but they're also possibly hurting wildlife that's there already, that's been there for a long time. You know, so there's a possibility that the environmental assessment doesn't go through. You know, they may look at this and go like, look, man, we have to protect these animals. We have to protect these birds, and we have to protect Deborah Hall's super chat. Thanks, Debs. Appreciate that. KJ, love the birds. Yeah, I see all sorts of birds when I go down there. I see all sorts of wildlife when I go down there. It's a whole different environment than what I'm used to. I don't even know. Dozens of birds every time I go down. Dozens of birds. And I don't know if I've ever seen a piper plover. Is that what it's called? I don't even know what that is. What is it called? Piping plover. Plover? 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 Is it pronounced lover? Like lover? Plover? Plover? Whose population in the area fallen by half since SpaceX's arrival. Which is really sad if you think about it. I mean, if you really look into it, you think, hey man, these birds have been there for a while. This is their home. You know, that's where they hang out. And then SpaceX came in and kind of took over and did its thing. You know, it's a critical habitat. So will SpaceX be able to push through this environmental assessment due to something like this? Like, is this part of it? But not only this is only one document that's been released. Are there other documents that will be released about this that say like there's more horrible things that SpaceX is doing at Starbase? And mind you, I love SpaceX. I think they're doing great work, but the fish and wildlife and the conservationists, things like that, they're doing, you know, in their field, they're doing the same thing. Like they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it's going to be a toss up if SpaceX actually gets through this, which is going to be kind of, you know, it's going to be nail biter until the very end, I guess. Who could predict that the bird wasn't on its demise anyway, right? Yeah. And like, you don't know if SpaceX caused it, if there's any proof that SpaceX caused this, or if it was just on its way out anyway, like you were saying, Tom. You know, it's sad, you know, that something like that could happen, but we don't know the reason why it's happening. Is it because of SpaceX, or is it just because of natural stuff that's happening down there at Starbase, in the Starbase area? Michael Maxey says, it's similar to a sandpiper. Okay. Can they put a fishing net around Starbase? Like to catch fish or to catch birds? I don't know. I mean, I guess they could. I mean, technically they could. They can build a rocket. They can go to Mars. So I think they could technically. I don't know why they would put a fishing net around there, though. That seems, I don't know why. But there's another thing that I want to talk to you guys about, too. So what do you think? Like, do you think they're going to be able to launch this thing? I don't know. But I want to say thanks to Debs again for that super chat. I got one more thing before I do have to take off. Hold on one second. Let's get this going. There's a couple things. Actually, there's some testing. Booster 7 actually got down to the launch site today, and it is on the pad. It's on the orbital flight pad. And it's possible that we get some testing next week. So check this out, because we got some room closures coming up. Possibly Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Will we get some testing from Booster 7? So Monday the 9th, possible closure from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Usually that means there's some sort of testing going on with something. If 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., that's a whole day, 12 hours. Tuesday, same thing, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., possible closure. Wednesday, same thing, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., possible closure. Does this mean they're going to close it? No, there's only a possibility that they do. They might have to do some stuff over the weekend, get the booster prepped, get everything ready, get it all hooked up, get it hooked up to the pipes, you know, all the tubes, as I like to say, and all the electromechanical things that have to go into it in order to do, probably going to do another pressure test, probably going to do another cryo test. The downcomer pipe has supposedly been fixed. We'll see. I mean, that's what's going to happen in the next week. We're going to see if it can withstand the pressure and do a full load test of all this stuff. And if that's the case, if that's going to happen and that goes through and the environmental assessment goes through in the next 20-ish days, then we might see a static fire of Booster 7 in the next, you know, 20, 25 days, something like that. So that's going to be incredibly cool. Ship 24 still being built. Not quite ready yet. They'll move that down to the launch site. They're going to have to do all sorts of testing on it. They're going to have to do cryo tests. They're going to have to do pressure tests. They're going to have to do Raptor tests eventually. Fuel that sucker up. Get it ready to fly. They're going to have to do a fit test as well. So they're going to have to stack it on top. So they're going to do another stack just like they did in February and March of this year. They're going to do a stack of ship on top of a booster. It's going to be beautiful. I've seen two of them. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It's absolutely stunning to see that thing live. So they're going to have to do that in order to do a full flight. So it's going to take a little while before they get this thing ready. So I'm guessing, let's see, since it's May, and it's probably going to be about 20, by the end of the month, they'll have hopefully get the stuff done. So let's just do a little bit of math. Mid-June. Start doing some booster, you know, or some ship testing. July, August. I'm thinking August or September for a flight. So, who said that earlier in chat too, by the way? Who said that earlier? I know somebody said that earlier. Let's see. Who said that? Somebody said that earlier that they said it was like August or September. Yeah, I can't find it in chat, but oh yeah, there you go. Juan Sanz, August or September the launch. I'm right there with you. Yeah, I'm right there with you. A Booster 7 does not have its Raptors yet. Yeah, and we're just waiting on all that stuff too. Like all the other hardware has to come in. They have to ship it back to the bay, put those on, or they can maybe do it at the launch site. We'll see. But yeah, the possibility that we get a launch, I'm guessing August or September. I wish things went faster. I really do, because I was down here in September and I was like, yeah, I'm going to see a launch in September. Right. I got down here September 11th, like first day in town was the 10th. And then on the 11th, I went to Starbase and I was like, yeah, I'm going to see a launch like mid September. Maybe if they push it back October. Yeah, right. It's going to be a whole year. Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping that it happens sooner than later, but I'm not expecting it. Like, we shouldn't expect a launch until September. It's like you'd want to kind of plan for the worst, but hope for the best for this thing. It's just like SLS, you know, like you plan for the worst, but you hope for the best. You're like, maybe it's going to launch sometime this year. And then if it launches like early or like, you know, June is when the next launch window opens, I believe. I think it's June or something like that. June or July, I can't remember. But August, probably September, October, SLS. So if SLS launches, I'm hoping to get down to Florida to see that. I've already worked it out with my new boss. I was like, look, man, I got these two launches, SLS and I got Starship launch. So I got to take work. I got to take time off work. And they were like, cool, man. All right, let's do it. It's just to kind of give you guys perspective of that. It's a company that I used to work for, and the company's really cool. The boss, man, the CEO is super cool. I had a run in. Like, I've been looking for jobs for a while now, and it was a tough one, but it turned out for the best, right? So I had a job interview. This is totally off topic, but I think it's funny. I had a job interview with a guy. He was a CEO of a company, and the beginning of the interview was cool. The guy was nice. He was a little bit late. He was 5 minutes late. And when you're doing a job interview and you're the person that's being interviewed, you expect the person that's interviewing you to be on time because you're on time, and they keep you waiting, right? So you're like, oh man. So like, I'm just like hanging out, waiting in this Zoom call, and guy shows up. We talk about, you know, hey man, how's it going? Hope you're doing great. And I'm just talking like I normally talk, like a normal person. And the guy's kind of like taken aback by it. He's like, why aren't you like talking like a candidate? You know, like, why aren't you talking like you need this job? And it's because I like, whatever. I just talk like me. And so I was talking to this guy, and we were talking about, you know, like life and stuff. It was weird. It was the weirdest conversation, like weirdest job interview ever. I was talking to him about how he's super tired all the time, and how his life is like stuck in his office all the time. And he's the CEO of a company, right? I'm not a therapist, right? This dude's talking to me about his life, and I don't care. Like, I don't care about you. Like, I just want this job, man. I need to get paid, brother. Like, I don't care that you're always in your freaking office 100% of the time, and you never get to see the light of day, and you don't get to go outside, and you don't have a vacation. I don't care. What I want to know is, so I asked the guy, he said he works 14-hour days every day, right? He said he works 14-hour days every day. And I was like, hey, do you expect your employees to work 14-hour days as well? Simple question. Does he expect his employees to work the same hours that he does, right? And he said, I expect my employees to work hard. But I thought, it took me a second, and I was like, so do you expect your employees to work 14-hour days like you do? I asked him again, like, same question. He could have just said yes or no. Easy answer. And he said, he looked right at me, like stared into my soul, and said, I expect my employees to work hard. Like, kind of like, you don't you dare talk to me like that. CEO, he's son of a bitch, right? So I'm like, no, you don't get to do that to me. I didn't see that, but I was like, okay, so what you're telling me is, and this is very close to what I said. So what you're telling me is, because you're the CEO, you work really hard, right? But in the employees, we talked about this earlier. We talked about the employees not getting shares of the company. And I was like, okay, cool. So you have, yeah, it's a startup. So I was like, okay, so first 10 people usually get some shares, right? It's either worked out in the deal, worked out later. Startup, tech startup, right? So he got shares. Dude's got shares. So I was like, so the workers don't get any shares. So I was like, okay, so the workers don't get any shares. They get paid, right? But they're on salary. So you get X amount of dollars per year. So if you want them to work 14-hour days, in a normal work hour or work day is like 8 hours, do you pay them overtime? And I just kind of sat there and I waited for him to answer it. He didn't answer. I was like, so you're expecting your employees to work overtime, 14-hour days. That's 7 extra hours per day that they should be not at the office. They should be outside. They should be enjoying themselves with their family and their kids and their friends, enjoying the weather, doing sports, doing activities, living life, the work-life balance thing. I was like, so, but you... you're going to cash out when you get acquired, because that's what most tech companies do. They get acquired, right, for a lot of money, and then you cash out. So your 14-hour days are worth it. And then when you get acqui-hired from this new company, and the new company fires all the employees from your company, right? So what happens to those people? They spent those 14 hours every day for like 5 years busting their asses to make you rich. And I said all this stuff to the guy. I was like, to make you rich, because you got a golden parachute. All these 14-hour days you do, if you cash out, you make that money. And the guy was just like, what? Like, I called his bluff. I'm like, no, dude, you don't treat your employees like that. So I called his bluff and I said that. And it's just kind of totally off topic, 100% off topic, but I thought it was funny. And because I was job hunting and we talked about that earlier. And so I said, look, I'm not interested in your job. I hope you get some help and you go outside and you kind of step away, you know, from what you're doing and realize what you're doing. And I really hope sometime you get to see your kid again and enjoy some time with them. Have a great day. Not interested. And then I hung up on him. I was like, oh, okay. That sucked. What a horrible interview. Right. And then like instantly, this all ties into the beginning of the show too. And then like instantly I was like, man, what a jerk. You know, I have other words that I want to call him, but for YouTube, I'm not going to. So I typed to my old boss. I was like, hey, you know, there's some weird stuff going on with my resume right now. Is it cool if I just like move some stuff around, because I was working for the guy for basically 5 years and I took like a couple months to do a side project. I was like, can I just say I worked for you for 5 years? And the guy's like, yeah, that sounds cool. You're looking for work? And I was like, yeah, I'm just looking around, you know, I'm just trying to find some place to work. And this is like, I'm laughing because this last interview, it was because it's hilarious that dude was such a dork. And so the guy's like, oh yeah, you know, what's your availability? And I was like, I don't know what you get. I was like, you know, part-time, full-time, whatever. And he's like, cool. All right. You want a job? And I was like, 100%. And then he's like, all right, cool. You can start on Monday. So that was a job interview. It went from like the literally worst job interview ever, where I had to tell the CEO to get a life, to like, I just called that dude out. I didn't care. Like who is this guy? I don't know who he is. To like literally, the guy that I really enjoy working for, like, it's a really cool job. I love it. It's a coding job. So I'm going back to what I love and what I know. And then it's going to help me fund the channel even more, you know? So that's part of it, is like, I got to get a job so I can help fund these trips to SLS, Dragon launches, Starship launches, all that stuff. So it's all working out. Like, it's not perfect and nothing. And like, you got to make changes. So, you know, it's, I'm still thinking about that CEO guy. I'm like, dude, what a dumbass. Like, whatever, dude. So there's a lot of other space reporters, you know, that are reporting. They'll never talk like this to you. So I appreciate you stopping by and hanging out and having an actual earnest conversation with me, because you know, these are the things that I love to talk about. You know, sometimes it goes off the rails. It's more of a podcast than a news show. The name pod is in the title for a reason, because you can just ramble about stuff sometimes if you want to. But I do actually have to go. I have to go do a bunch of packing and stuff. I'm trying to get up to 48% tonight of packing. Who called me out for the exact 45% earlier? Greg Smith, thank you for calling me out on that 45%. I'm going to try to get up to 48%. Deb said, can we get to 100 likes? We're 83. Thank you, everybody who's liked this. 83 likes. Like, I really am, and I'm going to be totally honest with you guys and totally earnest with you, because there's a lot of stuff going on. And I want to say that, like, I really love you guys, and I really do appreciate all of your support. Like, I literally couldn't do this without you guys. And I'll wear my heart on my sleeve. You know, I'm not going to wear a tie, and I'm not going to be like the newscaster guy. Just be a normal person that you can talk to about space stuff. So I really do appreciate all of you just like hitting the like button, like super easy, super quick. It only takes a second. And it really does help the show. You know, like you don't understand how much YouTube loves that kind of stuff. Like interactions, they absolutely love it. So I couldn't do this without you. So thank you so much for all of your support. I'm going to look at who did what today. Debs, thanks for the 10. Spaceballer, thanks for the 20. And Joy, thanks for the 20 super chats. Did we get any subs today? I don't think we got any subs today. I probably scared everybody off. Probably like talking about the CEO guy, and everyone's like, I don't know about this guy. They're like, I don't know if I want to sub to this guy. He looks kind of sketchy. He's going to yell at me too. Oh my God, we're at 60 or 98 likes right now. Thank you so much, everybody. You are amazing. So thanks everybody for all of your support, of course. And if you can, hit the sub button, hit the like button. We're at 99 likes. One more like. Who's it going to be? We'll see. Stargazer, welcome back. Welcome back. Debs, you called him out. You called everybody out. You're like, can we get 100 likes? Well, that's why you're important. OG Debs. Thank you so much, everybody. 101. We did it. 103. There we go. All right. Straken, what's up? Yeah, I got to take off, guys. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Deb, Spaceballer, and Joy for the super chats today. If you want to help out, make sure to sub to the channel. I'm going to be here all the time. You know, I'm still doing the show. I didn't quit or anything like that. So the schedule is going to maybe change a little bit, but I kind of worked it into my new deal that I can do these shows still. So just kind of figuring out timing, because it's crazy right now. Like, trying to get to 48% packing tonight. It's kind of crazy. And then I'll probably try to get to 60% this weekend and then keep moving on forward, like little by little. So thank you so much to everybody. You guys are awesome. New subs. Who do we got today? We got Muhammad. We got, let's see, Jeff. We got Duke, Carrie, Eric, Tim, Paul, Darren, two Toms. We got a Ron as well. Thank you so much, everybody, for the new subs. And that's it. Thanks for buying shirts too. Starshipshirts.com if you want Starbase themed apparel. So boosters, things like that. Check them out. Starshipshirts.com. You can help out. Like, that helps out with budget for traveling to rocket launches. So we'll see. We'll see what's up. So thank you, everybody. 404 error on the coffee mug. There's a coffee mug? On the merchandise? Uh-oh. That's not good. I'll look into that. Go to starshipshirts.com. It's not a mug. We don't have mugs yet, but we'll work on those. We'll get some mugs in there for you. They're really cool designs. Perpetual Nerd, what's up? I'm just leaving, actually. So I'm not on for more than like a couple more seconds. So, yeah, so that's... You just missed everything. I'm super proud of this too. This is really cool. This is really cool. I'm very happy about this. Neil and I have been building this for a while, Starship Shirts. And Neil and Michael and Buzz, Starbase. Look at this shirt, man. Neil designed this thing. This is cool. Starbase, Boca Chica, Texas. So cool. I got to get down there, and I got to get down to Starbase a couple more times before I leave. You could be cool like this guy. You could be like, hey, what's up? pulling your hat down a little bit or whatever he's doing. I don't know what he's doing with all of his bracelets. Cool dude, though. And we got more. We got women's men's shirts. We have unisex shirts. Mars Sweet Mars. This is cool. Like, this is like Neil is such a great designer. Mars Sweet Mars. It's like Home Sweet Home. So cool. Ad Astra. Cool. Look at that. Looks like a starship. Max Q. It's an updated Max Q design with a little rocket for the Q. So cool. Anyway, I got to take off, guys. So I'm going to say thank you for your support. Thank you, everybody, for the likes today. 112 likes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hi from London. Mike, what's up? You will be back here in Texas before you know. Nice, Michael. Awesome. All right. Take care, everybody. Please tell someone you love them. You never know. So thank you. And I will see you next time, Monday, on the Space News Pod. Take care.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.